whole lot of time to think about this, but just reflecting on year one and just how everything got, went, and maybe the biggest takeaways you took from your first year in the NFL.
Obviously, we didn't get the outcome we wanted, but we had a great run. We set a great standard for years to come, just for us just having young guys on this team and the first year coach. We set that standard, but I feel like first year, great. I had a great year. Obviously, some things I still need to work on, but it's a great start. And I feel like, you know, for years to come, this team is going to be held for the rest of the league.
What are you most proud of personally, and what are you most proud of with respect to the team?
Just personally, just, you know, the parts that I showed throughout the season, the way, you know, that I handled myself and the way that I came with it each and every week, you know, with, you know, having a short-term memory and just bouncing back from the highs and the lows, too. So as far as the team, it just shows, you know, the type of guys, you know, we have. Go to battle with these guys each and every Sunday, man. We have a great group of guys, great nucleus of guys, and I feel like, you know, we had a special year.
Are you excited about having the opportunity to do an NFL off-season program and not combine prep, draft prep, working out and doing stuff you do in the underwear Olympics at the combine? You can actually do football related.
Most definitely. I've been pretty much going for a year and a half straight, you know, just from working out for college and then doing the combine and all that, and then going through a whole season. So it's going to be good to, you know, get a little rest a little while for about a month or so, and then just try to crank it back up and slowly and try to see how my body adjusts to being off so long.
Trey, obviously you guys accomplished a lot, both, you know, you individually and as a team. Came up short yesterday, even holding them to 10 points. But just your overall feeling coming out of a wild card loss.
You know, anytime you lose in the league, it's a bad feeling, and to know that, you know, as a team, you know, we fought so hard and played a great game, but you know, we came out, you know, not on the winning end, so that's a disappointing thing. But it just, I feel like, you know, this team, you know, we had a special group, and we did a great job of just, you know, overcoming adversity the whole year, and you know, I can go to war with these guys every Sunday, like I said.
Still fresh, but does the season, making the playoffs, snapping the drought, obviously you guys didn't get where you wanted to be, the ultimate goal, but does it still feel like a success, or is it still too early to judge?
I don't know, man. I'm a competitor, man. I want to win each and every game, but I wanted to be in the last one. So, you know, anytime you come out, you don't do that, it's a disappointment, though. Just have been a competitor that I am. But I would say, you know, snapping that 17-year drought, it was a big step. And now we laid the foundation, and now we know what to expect for years to come.
Trey, it seemed like you had as much fun as anybody on a football field that I saw, maybe in the NFL this season. What was it like for you? Was it as what you expected, more than what you expected? And can you imagine just doing this for the next, you know, 8-10 years?
Yeah, I can do it for much longer than that, I feel. You know, as long as my body hold up, if I do all the things that, you know, I'm supposed to do to stay in it that long and play it at a high level. But, man, I'm blessed to play the game that I'm playing now. You know, great group of guys around. It's a fun group, man. So, you know, that's definitely, you know, the reason that you see me having fun on the field, just because I'm just happy to be out there and happy to be, you know, playing with a group of guys like this. So, you know, that's ultimately the reason why you see me out there having fun. So
when you look forward, you know, you talk about yourself being a competitor, you add the fun part to the winning part, make it that much more fun.
Yeah.
Do you see that coming together with this team?
Oh, most definitely. We know how it feels now, you know, and we're not going to catch anybody by surprise no more.
Right.
So, you know, it's a new era. Like I said last week, you know, after the game, it's a new era. And we're going to be here. We're going to be giving guys hell for years to come. And I firmly believe that. We laid the standard, like I said. We know what to expect. And now we're going to go in the offseason and go into the next season and go into camp. You know, we're going to have that confidence and we're going to have that swagger to which, you know, when we go on the field, it's not going to be a surprise. We know we're going to beat this team, whoever we lined up across.